This is Abnormal Entertainment.
FireFan is the most fun sports app you will ever find. Make prop bets along with the game that you are watching right now for NFL, MLS, and now NBA. Go to abnormalentertainment.com, click on the FireFan banner to get 12 free tokens to start joining in. The app is available for Android and iTunes. You can join the Abnormal Entertainment League, any league you want, play against your friends, play against celebrities, or even play on your own. And when you click through the abnormalentertainment.com FireFan banner, you not only support Abnormal Entertainment and your favorite podcasts, but you find a great way to get in the game with FireFan. Do it now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to lift your glass and raise your spirits with Kevin Moyers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kevin Moyers, and welcome to Raise Your Spirits, episode 234. I am on my own once again for this episode, but 235 will feature David Hayes and Jeff Dolniak. 235 is going to go up on February 28th, which many of you know is now officially, speaking of Dave and Jeff, it is now officially Fancy Nigga Day. It is the day of Cam's passing. It'll be 2 years, and I thought, what better way to celebrate his holiday than with the OG, so to speak, Abnormal crew. Dave, Jeff, Cam, and I are the four people that hold the ownership of the LLC. So I thought, since Dave will be in town tomorrow, I will get together with him and Jeff, and we're going to do a nice episode. I don't know how long it's going to be, but we're going to have fun with it. And it's the first time, God, it's the first time ever that the three of us will be in a room together recording a podcast. Because I didn't start all this crap until after Dave moved. And I have to say, is it? No. You know what? The other time that we were in a room together doing a podcast was the first time we did Phoenix Comic Con. So, yeah, it'll be the first time we do a at-home recorded podcast in a room together, because that was a live event. It was really different. Jeff was quite drunk. So Dave Hayes and Dave Sabal were holding both his head and his microphone near each other in proximity, because Jeff has tendency, even while quite sober, of doing this thing with the microphone where he wants to talk with his hands and wave the fucking thing around like a maniac, and it's frustrating as shit and the most irritating thing to me. But he's talking and waving his hands around, so he's like, yeah, so when I saw that one movie, and it was like, when you go over there and then you see the thing, and then it's like you go and then over there and then that's the thing, and then that's what it sounds like the whole fucking time, and I want to choke him when he does it and drives me up a fucking wall. But it's Jeff, and I love him. And, you know, what are you going to do? But, yeah, we'll be able to have a little sit down and a couple drinks and get things going. But Dave is here because of he's going to be here because of Rotten Tail, which we're super excited about. And I thought he was going to be here today. So I sent him a text. He's flying an airline that goes once a day between here and Detroit. Once here, once to Detroit. And I was like, hey, I see that your flight's a half an hour early, so just letting you know. And he's like, it's tomorrow. Like, what? And I went to take Casey to school. And I'm like, oh, Dave's not coming today. He's coming tomorrow. She's like, what? But it's okay. I mean, he initially said 23rd to 28th, and I thought, all right, cool. So I took those days off immediately. And then later, he sent his flight info. And I just looked at him like, okay, Frontier, I got it. You know, I know when they fly in and out because I flew them a few months back. And that their schedule hasn't changed. I didn't look at the date. I didn't know he changed it to the 24th through the 28th. So, yeah, I didn't realize that until this morning, and I texted him. I thought that was pretty funny. So, there we go. I got an extra day off. I'm like, well, it's too late now to not take the day off work. They already have somebody on my route, and whatever. I use the time to do some cleaning up and put some boxes together and things like that. So, but yeah, it's been an interesting time. I'm pretty sure last week I talked about going to, no, I don't know if I did, going to court over vaccines for Casey. That was an interesting thing. A few months back, during last summer, the kid has not been vaccinated properly, or had not been. There was a horrible measles outbreak out here, and I just said, fuck it. And I took her and got her all updated. Like, her polio wasn't finished, any of that. And she started it when she was little, and her mom took the anti-vax route. Fear of autism or allergies, or she thought maybe her peanut allergy was caused by vaccines and stuff like that. But, I mean, she's had less vaccinations than I did as a kid by that point, so it's clearly not the cause of anything. I always think the peanut allergy has to do with my generation and what we ate. Because, like, McDonald's and stuff, fast food, that kind of thing, different preservatives came in. And I think there's a possibility that stuff affects your system and your DNA. And look, if you can eat pineapple to make your sperm and your lady juices all taste different, then why couldn't the things we ingest and eat make a difference with the, you know, the eggs and the sperm and how they're formed? I know you're born with whatever eggs, but still, there's the uterine lining and how, you know, what you eat affects, you know, what the kid gets and stuff. If you drink during pregnancy, you do drugs during pregnancy, you smoke, all that affects the kid. So, I don't know. And not that I'm blaming her mom for, like, you ate the wrong shit. No, I think, you know, our DNA of my generation was possibly altered by what we grew up eating and things like that. So, you know, I just think it's a thing. So, anyway, yeah, it just seems like a possibility. Whether it is or not, I don't know, but yeah. Anyway, the final date of that was last Wednesday, and it was ruled that kid gets all her vaccines completed, which is great. Even though I went rogue and got her all set with her MMR and stuff, it also was ruled that we have 50-50 time. And when it was announced, because that hasn't been looked at since she was a baby, before she turned one. And when that was announced, I went, like, made an audible sound. And they have these fucking microphones. They look like, you know, those long desk lamps? They're kind of, they go up on a little pedestal, but then they're long left to right. Almost like a little fluorescent bulb kind of look to them, the cord. The microphones have that shape to them. They're long, and they pick up fucking everything. Like, if you sneeze, sniffle, whatever, you hear it echo in the goddamn place. So when I did that, I almost cried right there in the courtroom. I'm not going to lie. I did cry in my car after, but everything's good. It's okay. And, you know, I mean, it's what I wanted. Anybody who listens to this knows that. It's what I've wanted since the beginning. So but anyway, that was an exciting day, and Casey's excited. So now we have our Thursdays together as well, and that brings it to even, which is cool. It was a big deal for me. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I have been cryptic and whatnot, and that's cool. But and I'm going to keep this episode short. But there's just a lot of personal stuff going on that I'm still not ready to talk about. But you may, I'm sure somebody has noticed that one voice has been missing from the show for a while. And that voice is missing around here in general. So, and that's all I'm going to say about it. Things are what they are. Things happen. I can only do and accept so much. And then I come to a point where I need to move forward. So, you know, I'm sure anybody with half a brain who's been listening a while and can figure out what I'm talking about. So, like I said, on my own again. So that's that. And, yeah, it's not something I'm going to get deep into, but it is what it is. So that being said, I'm looking forward to some really exciting things in the future as far as working with the Masterpiece Group on putting a movie together in our favorite place, The Grid, which is going to be great. We recorded the 200th episode of Masterpiece Theater this week, and that was exciting because we go to The Grid, and Matt, the owner, I sit down, I got there a hair after some people, and I wasn't, you know, somebody else came in after me, I can't remember who. Oh, it might have been Liger and the new Mrs. Liger. They just got married last week, but, so that was cool. And we had this big group, and it wasn't chaotic. It was organized. We actually got through it okay. It was pretty crazy. Lots of fun though. But Matt, the owner, as soon as I sat down, he runs over, he goes, "Congratulations on 200, hands me a free beer ticket. He bought us all a drink. So that was cool. And we want to include him in the movie if we can. And I had an idea for a monthly event we can do there to share with the public. I think would be a blast. So I'm hoping that works out. But I want to get with him and get into that. And his kids were there. And his son was cracking us up, grabbing the microphone from Blogster. So, but if you check out the Abnormal Podcast Instagram, you'll see a few pictures I took from there. And it was just too cool. I just had such a great time. So, yeah, I think you're going to have fun with it. We recorded it this week, so it goes up tomorrow. And I'm putting together a special intro for that. So that'll be great to hear. And we also recorded 201 for next week. And there is that. But we have, don't forget, The Man, The Cure, brand new show that Blogster connected us with, and Amy and Cindy are the hosts. Cindy, I know it sounded like Sydney in my head when I said it, but it's Cindy. Amy and Cindy, they're the hosts, and they jumped on right away. So I was like, hey, you want to do it? Yeah, okay. So I know I explained that last week, but it's still funny to me. But anyway, check that out. And they'll have new episodes as they do them. I don't know their schedule exactly yet, but hey, this is the Wild West, so to speak. We do what we want, and however we want to do it. I like to keep a little bit of a schedule for some things. Person of the Week, I do when I do it. Head Cheese, I like to keep on Tuesdays. This I like to keep on Thursdays. We'll have the exception next week for Fancy Nigga Day, which will be Tuesday the 28th. So you'll get it early next week. I don't know if I'll do another episode for Thursday. Probably not. But, yeah, because I'll have to go back to work on Thursday. So I will not be thrilled with that. But you never know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. We'll see. But there's just a lot. I'm writing this graphic novel right now, and I have all these chunks, and I need to piece them together, and I'm really excited about it. I don't want to give the premise to it yet, but it's you know, sometimes you have to use what's going on in your life as fuel for certain things. And I decided that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to use that, and you know, not in a dickish way. Just like, you know, it's the way I'm feeling about things, and it's what we have to do to move forward sometimes, is to understand what we're dealing with, find a way to cope with it, and, you know, just make it something tolerable, I guess. So, yeah, but it's been a very interesting few weeks, and I started this project a few months ago. Had to be in August, maybe September, when I was going through a very difficult thing, which all has to do with what's happening now for me. And, you know, things got better for a bit, and then they just went right off a cliff. So, it's life, people. And again, I mean, if you have, you know, putting two and two together, you know where I'm going, where things are for me. I wear less jewelry these days than I did a year ago. So there's that. I don't know. I don't know how to talk about it. I just don't. But I want to be respectful to everybody involved. So there's that. But yeah. I was, I don't know, I was just kind of like, today, though, just missing Dave's day by a day cracked me up. So, I went and I got some groceries, got some rum and Diet Coke for Dave. I don't drink rum, not since I was a kid, so I'm like, meh, not for me, but cool. but yeah, it's just sort of funny that's the way it went, so. Oh, geez, didn't take my medication this morning. Look at me. I am off. So, look at that. You get to hear me live on the air take my Adderall. How's that for you? 3 in the afternoon. Ah, delicious. The water is delicious. Out of my Estes Park Brewery pint. So, yeah, I'm still on my quest for pints. I found all kinds of cool glasses. Mass Blogster was... had a couple Goodwills, picked some things up for me. And I got one from Zen from Double D. That was awesome. One of our classic favorite listeners here, Everett, is sending me something. That's pretty cool. I'm excited about that. So, you know, things do move along. They go forward. And, I don't know, there's been a crazy, interesting headspace lately, and, creatively, it's good, so there's that, you know, and the stuff isn't always easy, life stuff day to day, but when, you deal with things in a creative way, if you take what you're dealing with and turn it into something positive, it's good. I've always said I'm an optimist. And I suppose that's true, because I'm always trying to figure out, all right, how do I get through this? Like, this is a giant pain in the ass, and this sucked. But I can't sit here and wallow. I just can't. I need to be able to get through things. I need to be able to like I don't understand the kind of depression that shuts you down completely. And I've seen that. The I'm just gonna lay in bed and sleep all day kind of thing. I know I've known more than one person that has dealt with it. And I've, you know, been very close to that sort of situation, and I don't understand it. And maybe it's the ADD part of me. Maybe I get too bored sitting there. I mean, I do, really. But then it's just like, okay, now what am I going to do? I can't completely shut down like that. My head takes me somewhere else. And I go, maybe it's a blessing to have the ADD part, but I know depression and anxiety can be part of that sometimes. So I don't know, you know, if one feeds the other, or I'm sure it does sometimes. I'm sure I could think of examples like, you know, when I can't get something done, it's struggling and, you know, frustrating and blah, blah, blah. It's that kind of thing. But so I guess there's that. But I've seen it, and it's a difficult thing to watch, because you just want to pull the person out of it. Like, come on, let's go do this. And it's just like you're trying to move a bag of sand in a way. Like, it's just impossible to pick that person up and get them moving, because they're just in that mode. And, you know, I'm glad I cope with things in a more active way. Like, even, I think Dave maybe posted something about on Facebook about, you know, I'll never stop doing this kind of shit. It's like, I've quit doing this, all of this, 3-4 fucking times. And it lasts maybe, at the most, a day. I don't even think a whole day, because then I get an idea. I'm like, well, maybe I'll just do this. Or the podcast is going, I'll quit all but the podcast. You know, stuff like that. So, I've had those moments, you know, and it doesn't last, because it's just, it's what I have to do. So, sorry you're stuck with me. I hope that's okay. But anyhow, yeah. It's weird. It's weird to look over the past, I would say, 4 years. At the same time period, a year ago, I was in a different place. At the same time period, like, I just got married. The same time period, 2 years ago, I was, let's see, Cam had, he was in the hospital, and I was about to head up there and go see him. And, you know, obviously we're days before the date of his death. Tony Hughes went up there as well, and Cam's family. 3 years ago, I was newly single, fairly newly. It had been almost 2 months. So looking at my 38th birthday, on my own for the first time, but I'm still friends with that girlfriend that I split with, and so that's okay. But we still lived in the same house, and I was looking for my new place, which is where I am now, and she needed to figure out where she was going to go, and she was going to roommate with somebody. So I was there 4 years ago. I had a dog in the house that I had agreed to. Thank God that dog went with my ex-girlfriend, and he's doing fine, I hear. So that's okay. But he just was not compatible with me or Casey necessarily. He was just too crazy. But she was good with him. She loved him. Just loves him still. you know, and I can go back even further. I can go back to 7 years ago. My grandmother had just died, you know, and that was a whole different thing. So it's amazing where you can be from year to year, different times. And it just makes me wonder where I'll be a year from now, or two, or five, or ten. So, you know, and I mean, right now, I'm a day away from being on set for a movie that's being made from a comic book that I helped to write. That's pretty crazy. You know, I don't know what to do with that yet. It'll be cool to see it, and I'm going to take Casey on set and show her some of the cool stuff, like the makeup, and I showed her some of the steps Cornemic with the Rotten Tail makeup on, and he has like a hood that comes over, and it has the ears and the head, but the face is not there, so he just has his face poking through the hole. That's pretty cool, and it's before they put the face makeup on him and stuff, so I showed her that. She's like, huh. That's weird, because I showed her the full makeup thing. So, I'm just really, I'm excited to see it all coming together. It's just such a great thing. And it was fan art. Oh, somebody did fan art, because Nemec has been pouring this stuff all over Twitter and Facebook and stuff. And I don't know about Facebook. I don't really look at Facebook a ton anymore, but he has been on Twitter. And I don't even look at Twitter a ton either, but it's just, you know, I go on there and retweet stuff. So, what do you call it? He had posted somebody's fan art, and he was just in France doing some convention and stuff, and somebody did something there for him for Rotten Tail. It's just weird, man. This stuff, he had a fan from Australia sending him a message about Rotten Tail. I thought that was super cool. But yeah, I'm gonna I'll put the fan art with this week's episode, if you check it out, in the post. There you go. The posting. That's what I'm trying to say. So anyway, yeah, I don't have much this week. I'm saving a lot of conversation for Dave and Jeff. So again, things are different. Things are interesting. That's just life, you know. And I'm not gonna put a song at the end. I'll leave that alone, because I really don't. I don't know about a song that fits all of this. And I want to get this posted. This is Thursday as I do it, and I still have work to do. So, yeah. But as always, thank you guys for tuning in. It means a lot to me, and I hear a lot of nice things from listeners, which is encouraging, and I'm just really glad that I have this, and all the things that I have, you know? And like I said, 1 year to the next can be very different, and I learn that all the time. And as I discussed with my daughter, sometimes there are things in your life for a little while, and you enjoy those things while you have them. And maybe not all of it was good, but a lot of it was. And you have to appreciate that part of it. You know, whether it's a puppy or a flower or a friendship, sometimes those things are just there for a little bit, you know? So, and hey, I'm here for a little bit today, just to say hi and to check in and let you know that Tuesday we're going to have our show. So, our big one. So, Fancy Nigga Day 2017. Dave and Jeff and I will sit down. We'll talk about Cam. We'll talk about what we're doing, stuff like that. And we'll have a good time. We will have a good time. You guys will hopefully enjoy it. So, anyway, it'll be Dave's first time on this show. Yeah, because we didn't do, with Comic-Con, we did Future Man. So, with Raise Your Spirits, which was great. And we did Head Cheese with Atomic Fallout, two shows that are no longer with us. You know, Atomic and Future of Man. So what are you going to do? Jeff's favorite phrase. But yeah, we'll, the three of us will do a fun show, and you guys will have that on Tuesday. But remember, when you wake up Tuesday morning, get fancy. Send me a picture on Facebook or Twitter at RYS Podcast. I want to see it. I want to see it. So get fancy. Let me know how you're being fancy. Have a drink. Have a smoke. Whatever you need to do. And, a little tribute to Cam. So that is that. But thank you again for tuning in. Do appreciate it. And have a wonderful day. Take care of each other. And until Tuesday, cheers. Subscribe to Raise Your Spirits on iTunes, Stitcher, and at abnormalentertainment.com/raiseyourspirits. Find Raise Your Spirits and Kevin Moyers on Facebook. Tweet at RYS Podcast and at Kevin Moyers. Email the show, ryspodcast@gmail.com. And for more podcasts, comics, books, movies, and more, head to abnormalentertainment.com.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.
There is nothing like watching a movie on the big screen, and with MoviePass, you can see unlimited movies every month from Abnormal Entertainment. Head to abnormalentertainment.com and click on the MoviePass banner to get your first month free. And after that, it's only $30 a month to see unlimited movies, even on opening day. Go as many times as you want. Have a blast with MoviePass and abnormalentertainment.com. Don't have time to grocery shop? Let Shipt do it for you. Shipt lets you put in your order and brings your groceries to your door in as little as an hour. All you have to do is sign up at shipt.com and enter the membership code abnormal, and you'll get $10 in free groceries on your first order. Save time, get what you need, and leave the shopping to Shipt.